Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen very closely to this song. It's good. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. This is the number one song on the country charts. It is totally artificial intelligence.
By an artist named Breaking Rust, and Breaking Rust, as you just mentioned, does not exist.
Wow.
And this is the number one, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sam. This is the number one song on the country chart.
On Spotify, yes.
On Spotify,
it is the number one streaming country song on Spotify.
I love it.
It's really good.
What does this mean?
I'm just glad that there are less days in front of the horse and riding in the back of the cart so I can get out of here.
Who owns it?
Reality is over.
Whoever wrote it?
No, it's not whoever wrote it.
A computer wrote it, Scott.
It's whoever put the prompts into the AI system.
But they didn't write it.
Doesn't matter. They did in a way. You can't pay AI. Well, for now, AI will decide someday that we all have to pay AI.
And then it'll buy weapons to destroy us and kill us all.
Dan, are you wearing sunglasses?
Yes.
Is your future so bright you've got to wear shades?
It certainly is. I've been working on updating my eyewear, and I just came from the eye shop, and I haven't had a chance to change into my regular glasses.
So now I see why you were late.
So you're wearing sunglasses in the studio?
They are prescription sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
So I can see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the way that he talks, then let him walk his walk.
You look like a white Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
That's an odd phrase.
Well, I'm just saying, very few people wear sunglasses just walking around to work who aren't...
I think you look like a young Kenny Rogers.
Visually impaired.
Should or try stoned. My chicken.
Or stoned.
Dan, are you stoned?
No.
Real quick, speaking of Stevie Wonder, right before I came into work, there is a new quick documentary on Netflix about being Eddie Murphy. And it is quick. Scott, which you love, mm-hmm. He sits down for
so it's a Sam, short-ass movie.
Yep, for an entire hour's interview, and they look back at his explosive career starting at age 18. He was signed to Saturday Night Live at age 19. And at one point, you almost forget what an enormous star he was.
No, I don't.
As funny as Stevie Wonder was on SNL and Gumby and Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, you know, you forget that from that he did Trading Places. He did, of course, Beverly Hills Cop, and all of the other things that flowed from that. And then sort of infamously dabbled in music with Rick James. Did you know he has never drank and has never done drugs?
Really?
Ever. He said it just wasn't my thing. And he talks about this scene years and years ago where he had his favorite comedian, Robin Williams, on his left and his favorite comedian, name that comic, on the right. And they are in Hollywood and there are just bowls of drugs everywhere. And he said it just wasn't my thing. He was very quiet, was never the life of the party at those parties. And he partied, but never did alcohol
or drugs.
Did
he party all the time?
He partied all the time.
My shoe! Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, help me. I'm halfway down now. Help me, Lord Jesus.
It's funny you played that because I look up today because, you know, our phones are always listening and it says you need to watch. We think you would like this Eddie Murphy documentary. They interview Kevin Hart. They interview all of these comics today. Jerry Seinfeld about his start and then what he did for comedians who came after him. Not just black comedians, all comedians who came after him. And boy, do they make fun of that red leather suit in
Raw.
Delirious. It was Delirious.
Well, it was the blue suit in Raw, yes. Or the red one in Delirious.
But it is worth your hour if you're a child of the 80s, because I thought it was hilarious.
Now, did he party all the time because he wanted to?
No. I think it was Rick James that wanted to party all the time.
No, it wasn't Rick James. It was she girl, who wanted. Right? She wants to party all the time.
That's right.
After all of the things he's done for her.
Mm-hmm.
Bought her champagne and roses, put diamonds on her fingers. Diamonds on her fingers.
Okay. We're going to get to what happened to your house last night in a few minutes. I think Denzel Washington may be my favorite actor of all time.
Yep.
And there was a movie, we were just kind of screwing around. There was no new Chad Powers that came out. So it turns out that episode 6, which aired last week, was the end of season 1. And there was a cliffhanger.
So you're looking for something, sure.
So we were looking for, we had heard that there was a Chad Powers 7.
Mm-hmm.
There was not. So we're just kind of scrolling. What do we want to watch? And then I see this movie with Rami Malek and Denzel Washington. Called The Little Things. Have you ever seen this movie?
It's incredible. He won an Oscar.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
The sidekick won the Oscar, Robbie
Malek.
I believe. Yes.
I was on the edge of my seat. And I love at the end of the movie, I'm not going to give it away. It's only 4 years old. So there might be some people who might want to watch it tonight who didn't ever get to see it. You could kind of write the ending yourself. Because it goes in different directions at the end.
You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to make you a list.
Nope.
In the last 20 years, all of the great works of film that you probably missed. And you can just check them off the list. Because I am a very, like, if we're going to watch a movie, it has to be the best thing I've ever seen. I don't waste my time anymore on, like, one star. Or 2 stars. It's got to be a 4 or 5 star.
Your favorite movie is Jaws.
American classic.
Terrible movie.
I will make you a list, and that would have been one of them. Very good.
That is great, and I appreciate that, and I will use that to start my fire pit next Halloween.
Okay.
Rude.
Just trying.
From the text line, the show The Blacklist is amazing. It really is. Also not a new one.
All very good. All very good.
You and I have different tastes.
I don't think that we do. I think Equalizer is one of the best Denzel Washington movies I've ever seen.
No
and
doubt
I know,
about
you
it.
Know, he sets that watch and you better run.
You better run.
Somebody's going down.
If I click that little button on the right side of my watch, somebody's going to die. I don't disagree with you. But you also like movies that I would find extremely boring. I bet you liked My Two Left Feet.
I don't know that I would agree with that.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yes.
The I Notebook. Hated it.
Would be on my list. No,
I walked out of Fried Green
the
Tomatoes.
I think you would be surprised how many movies I could throw your way, Scott,
mm-mm.
that you would say, wow, that was really good. And by the way, I told you yesterday, Death by Lightning is a run, do not walk. It is three episodes. It is so quick. Chronicling the assassination of President James Garfield after 3 months in office. You know, we think of Abraham Lincoln. We think of John F. Kennedy in assassination lore. Very few people think, oh, yeah, James Garfield back in the late 1800s. I am here to tell you, Mike Shannon, as James Garfield, will win all the awards. You
really
will love it.
What's it on?
It is on Netflix. Okay. It is presidential history. It is how he was even nominated after 31 or some votes by his party. And then why...
Good floor fight.
He ended up dead on the floor of what looks like a Union Station. And it's a tragic story. It's one that needed to be told. And then someone told me there's an author in Leawood who wrote like the definitive chronicle of what happened back then to our president. And I am going to read it.
It's a fascinating era with science and medicine.
Yes.
Making a change from the old ways to the more modern medicine.
Did you watch it yet, Dan?
No, but I know the history around Garfield and why he died. And
I will tell you this, James Garfield should not have died. And
exactly.
Dan touched on it. There's some medical stuff, and I don't want to spoil it, even though it's history. He should not have died.
Okay, so I believe maybe the book is called Destiny of the Republic.
Mm-hmm. A listener reached out yesterday and said, you know, a woman in Leawood wrote that book. You should read it. And I'm going to, because that series, it's short.
I'm trying to confirm that she's from Olathe.
So interesting. Leawood. From Leawood.
The author is named Candace Millard.
Okay.
Or Millard. I don't know how you pronounce it. But it doesn't specify if she is really from. Wait, hang on. Hang on. Let me read through her bio here real quick. She lives in the Kansas City area with her husband and three children.
There you go.
Her name is Candace Millard.
We're going to try to get her on the air. The show is Death by Lightning, and Vanity Fair says the bizarre true story of a man you've never heard of named Charles Gâteau and James A. Garfield, the assassination of the 20th
president. He stabbed him.
President. No.
Did he shoot him?
Shot him.
So then it was McKinley who was stabbed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. When we get back,
yeah,
there is one member of this show, and we're not kidding, who possibly should not be drawing breath today. I'll give you a hint. One is not like the others.
Every
damned day.
Literally.
It's very serious. It's very serious. One little part of it is funny. And I will tell you, we were watching Death by Lightning when the story unfolded.
When we get back, you're on Dana and Parks.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, what happened at your house last night?
So
you're lucky to be here.
I know, I know. Have you guys ever had something happen where in the moment you're just like, is this really happening?
Yeah, it's called going through the windshield of a car.
And then it's later that you sort of freak out. So we had an issue with our heating and cooling this week, but our home is under warranty. You know, you get that 6-month warranty. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of warnings for everyone listening. We wanted to go with CM Mosen Son, shameless plug. They are a client. They were able to come out. But we didn't know with this home warranty, can you just choose whoever? We didn't know how it worked. So I'm on the air yesterday, and the home warranty people call, and they send someone over while I'm still on the air, Scott, around 5 o'clock to go poke around and see if they can figure out what's wrong with this thing. Okay. We are eating dinner, watching this great show about President Garfield.
By the way, direct message out to the author of the book. See if she'll join us from Olathe.
Thank you. The contractor from a company that I will not name leaves the house at about 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. So okay. I'm already home. Heater appears to be working. And what we believe happened is that in these cases, when you have someone come to work on your house, I think they're supposed to take a CO2 reading. That clearly, for whatever reason, did not happen. So we're sitting there. I've had about a glass and a half of wine. We're watching this show. I can't tell if I'm feeling sleepy or I'm just warm and fuzzy and happy inside. And all of a sudden, the cat in the kitchen lets out the most bizarre, low, screaming yowl I have ever heard in my life. Think of a horror movie cat.
Oh, like from Pet Sematary, yes. Or something. Yeah.
And I look at, I go, what in the hell? So I get up, I go in the kitchen, and she's standing by the stairs, Sam.
Yeah.
Is this the fat one or the skinny
this
one?
This is the skinny one. And I look, she had water. I'm like, that's weird. We go back, we sit down, we're watching. She does it again. About 20 minutes later, bam, I'm going to play you what we heard, followed by evacuate now. And that's going to be important because for everyone listening, I want you to get the specific detector that tells you to get the hell out of your house.
Oh my God.
Do you hear how loud that is?
Oh, unnecessary.
So it's that noise and it says evacuate now. And I look over and I go, what?
So this is a carbon monoxide detector.
It is a carbon monoxide detector that he installed onto the ceiling 3 weeks ago.
You're lucky.
Scott, so lucky. I can't even go there. I really can't even go there. So I go, get out of the house. Because in that moment, I was conflating carbon monoxide with gas. I didn't know. I just knew that we had some guy tinkering with our heater. So we get out of the house. I said, I'm calling 911. Johnny says, do it. Call 911.
You got them on speed dial.
I do. I'm like, they go 911. I go, it's Dana.
Oh, yeah.
She says, do not go back in the house. We're going to send somebody. So huge shout out and thank you to Overland Park Fire. Mm. They get there. We explain that we're the only two people here. We're out of the house. You don't need to run lights and sirens. We're standing outside. They get there. They walk up with that little meter, and it goes beep, 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 beep.
How much?
He says, back away from the house. Oh. I literally am like, can I go get my wine?
You know, there's a liquor store literally right down the street.
He's like, just stay here. We're going to go in. And there's candles in the living room. Scott, I told him, I go, there's candles in the living room. He goes, I'll handle the candles. You stay here. What they read was 90 parts per million. Mm-hmm. It was the highest near the north side of the house, but was still very, very high near the south side of the house. We have two carbon monoxide detectors that we had just installed. If you never listen to anything else I say on this program as long as I live, go get a dual carbon monoxide and smoke detector that is that loud that will also say, evacuate now. Because, Scott, I think it was like $70 or $65 at Costco. If that thing had just kind of chirped, I don't know that we would have understood.
You would have replaced the battery or something.
That this could have been very, very, had we gone to bed, you know.
So I want you to know you have inspired me. And I called T on my way to work today. And I said, hey, you know, she works up in Leavenworth. And not far from her office is the Home Depot. And I said, would you mind, even though we have a newer home, not a 120-year-old home like you do, I said, would you mind swinging by the Home Depot on the way home and grabbing a carbon monoxide detector? And she goes, well, yeah, of course. What's the problem? And I told her your story. And I said, you know, God forbid, I just don't ever want to be in a position where you and I go to sleep at night and we wake up dead.
We read the headlines all the time. And you guys have laughed at me when I have said I'm going to take one of these into an Airbnb. We were in our sanctuary. I mean, this is the place I feel the most safe. You know, we got the heater fixed. The heating was on. We didn't smell anything. Like, all of those things. And at 90 parts per million, one of the things the firefighter said to us was 9 is bad. You don't really want to flirt higher than 9. We were at 90, Scott, and I think toward the bedroom, it was somewhere around 50.
So anything north of 10 can have an effect on someone, especially if they are children or elderly, and especially if they have respiratory problems. 70 parts per million, and you were at 90.
We were at 90.
Headache, fatigue, and nausea begins.
Yep.
Now, anything over 200. Parts per million, which it may have reached had you just gone to bed. Thought, well, you know, I'm tired. Maybe I'm a little buzzed or whatever from the wine. Let's go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have reached 200 in your home or not. Anything north of 200 can lead to disorientation, unconsciousness, and even death. At 400 parts per million, frontal headaches occur. You are within 3 hours of dying. And anything north of 800 parts per million, you're dead in 45 minutes.
This is why we hear these headlines, Scott, where an entire family, they can't get a hold of somebody and everyone is just asleep. Because if it happens in the middle of the night, you are dead.
You can't smell it.
And so for all of the excitement, and again, huge thanks to the Overland Park Fire Department, they brought in industrial fans. They stayed for about an hour and a half. They have to blow your entire house out. They have to wait until the reading is back to zero.
Were they hot?
No. And then they go downstairs and they tag it that it cannot be used until someone who knows what they're doing comes back to our house, which is CMO's and son today. But I didn't really start freaking out until we actually got to bed around 10:30 or 11. I said, my God.
I'm surprised you didn't go to a hotel.
I asked the firefighter, do we need to go to a hotel? And he said, Dana, it is off. It is the only source in the home where this could have come from. And your level is now zero. And so you are fine to stay here. It's going to be cold.
But just don't light a cigarette.
You don't light a cigarette. You're fine to stay here. Go home. Wow. Go to the store. Get a carbon monoxide. How long have we reported on these cases, Scott? And then here we are.
I know. Dana, I'm telling you, I will not go home tonight without a carbon monoxide detector in the house.
Here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to name the company.
Don't.
But if you have a home warranty, I'm not saying that they're going with the lowest bidder here. You have the right to say, and we did this today, we are not using this company. I don't know who this is. I've never heard of this. I'd never heard of the company, Scott.
Right.
We are using Moe's. You can reimburse it. I don't even care. We're not. Let's say it's Scott's Heating and Cooling. Let's just, for argument's sake.
Probably a good company.
I woke up this morning and I said to Johnny, Scott's Heating and Cooling will come out and you'll wake up cold. I mean,
but alive.
But no, very dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Very dead.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Scott from the text line. You don't wake up dead. You're just dead.
There was a little play on words there.
I flipped out at about 11 o'clock last night.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We are not naming companies. Keep that in mind. But did you say this, the company that worked on your home yesterday had only been in business for 2 months?
I'm going to tell you, if you have a home warranty, we've never had to use a home warranty. I didn't even know. They just said, call this number. You have the right to say, we want to have a say in who comes out to the house. We will never make that mistake again.
Louise in Lenexa. Hello, Louise.
Hello there.
Hi.
I just wanted to piggyback one more thing off of your various smoke detectors and carbon monoxide. Also, get a gas detector to detect propane and or natural gas. We had a very bizarre incident probably 10, 15 years ago. Our detector down in the basement near where our water heater is goes off about 2 in the morning. And just starts beeping and beeping. So we went out of the house, called the fire department. They traced it down to there was a leaking pipe above the control on our water heater.
Sure.
And it corroded some part of that and started leaking gas.
And Louise, a lot of people listening have the gas starting fireplace. Like we had wood burning gas starting. The difference is, and I agree, it's good to have all of these detectors, certainly get a gas detector. The difference is you can smell that. If there was something funky with the fireplace, they add an additive to that gas so you can smell it. CO2, you just go to bed and night-night. You're done.
And yes, I'm well aware that people don't wake up dead. It is a play on words.
Focus, people.
CO, by the way.
Focus. CO. Thank you, Sam.
CO2 is what we exhale. It's what keeps plants alive. CO2 is pretty good.
Thank you.
As long as there's not too much
CO. What's the one that kills you?
Both could kill you.
I have another question. Because I talked with my folks at Moe's today. Is it standard in that industry for an HVAC person to take a CO reading when you leave?
And the answer was?
Moe said yes. She said, oh, yeah.
Well, the guy who worked on your home yesterday claimed that he did in that text exchange with you.
Well, he said everything was fine when I left. I don't know what that means.
Was your home also cold? Because the heater shouldn't have been running.
Oh, yeah. For 4 days, it's been cold.
Okay. So it was still cold.
It was still cold.
Okay. I was going to say, were you laying in bed and it was warm?
No. Because
that makes no sense.
No.
Okay. Also, we need to talk about... Yes, you can get the combo ones, but there is a difference between smoke and carbon monoxide. Smoke rises. That's why you put a smoke detector on the ceiling. Carbon monoxide, while it can rise, does not necessarily rise because, as the fire department told you, it is neutral with air in terms of weight.
Actually, I looked that up. It is not.
It's essentially neutral.
It is lighter than air.
Barely.
But it would sink. It's highly unlikely that it would rise.
Correct.
So talk to somebody who knows before you install yours. We don't have an upstairs, so it made sense for us to put it where it was, and the fire department did not tell us to move it, and my God, it worked.
Where was it?
Evacuate now. We are adding a third. We have one outside of our bedroom. We have one over by the dining room, Scott, and that's the one that went off the fastest.
Where is it? Is it up?
Yeah,
it's just like by the door
jamb. It's by the door jamb.
But if it's lighter than air, you might want to move them down.
Experts say within the first 5 feet of the wall.
Okay, good to know. We'll move it, but man, it worked.
But if it's on the ceiling, it can still work. And I think what happened with you is that your home was filling up from one side to the next, right? Whereas if it were just filling up equally, you would have been in a lot of danger.
You guys are lucky. You really are.
I know we are, Scott. You need
to get your ass to church.
We joke on this program all the time. This has freaked me out.
Robert in Blue Springs. Robert, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Dana? I'm glad you guys heeded the warning to leave. But a friend of mine had the same incident. His kept going off. And actually, the alarm company called them and told them that they had a carbon monoxide leak. But they just kind of played it off, and it kept going off. And so the alarm company sent the fire department over to their house, and sure enough, they had a leak, and they closed their unit down. But I got another story, and this is something that people really need to take heed to. When I was younger, a friend of mine's mom, their car had a hole in the exhaust system.
Uh-oh.
And the carbon monoxide fumes built up in the back of the car while we was in it. So when we got to our house, I couldn't even move out of the car. My body was just limp. I couldn't move. And my mom kept saying, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I said, I don't know, but I can't move. So there's people riding around here with bad exhaust systems. And trust me, you put your kid in that back seat and them fumes build up in your car, that's the same thing.
Robert, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. JJ in Shawnee. JJ, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, hi, guys. I've just been doing this in this business for over 40 years, and I thought I might be able to add a little bit to this.
Please, JJ. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, what they'll say is carbon monoxide is an odorless, tasteless gas. They are true. That is very true, unless you come in from the outside. And it kind of smells like a car has been running in your house.
Yes.
Picture the lobster in a boil tank. When it goes in cold, it doesn't know it's going to get hot. Dana, that's what you experienced. Was you were in your house when the furnace came on, so it slowly built up on you. Now, had you been outside with a clear sinus and you come in, that all of a sudden you would kind of squint your eyes like, who's been running a car inside the house?
Good to know.
So that's kind of a blend on that. But
well,
yes,
wait, hang on, JJ, because you obviously know what you're talking about, being in the business for 40 years. Why is it that I would be able to walk into my home and say, what is that? Feels like or smells like somebody's been running a car in here. But if I'm in the house when that smell starts, we don't detect it.
It's a very slow buildup, and you just become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
So then when all of a sudden your eyes feel a little dry and burning and the back of your throat seems a little weird, and like Dana was explaining, all of a sudden you feel a little groggy, that comes on so slow that, Dana, you are 200% right. Every house needs a carbon monoxide detector, and if it's older than 10 years old, get it out of there, put a new one in. Don't just change the batteries. Put a new one in. Secondly, this is to all the landlords out there. The liability is on you if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector in one of your rental homes that has burning gas. So just a little tip. Make sure every one of your rental properties has one of these in there, because, again, liability's on you, guy.
JJ, one of the firefighters said to me that everyone needs to have their service once a year, like especially in the fall. It's starting to get cold. And we've harped on that in the news business for years. And then here we are, and this has happened to me. Do you test when you leave for carbon monoxide?
Honestly, a bad furnace is pretty easy to spot.
Okay.
A skilled technician, you're going to see it most of the time, because when your flames come on, without going very technical to you, when the flames come on and then within 30 seconds or so, your blower comes on, depending on the manufacturer. Well, when the blower comes on, the easiest way to spot a bad heat exchanger is the flames just start flickering around in there, because there's a breach between your air chamber and your combustion chamber. Now, the if the furnace itself is working fine, but the venting has come loose, which we see a lot, where the water heater and the furnace vent together and they go up through the house in a traditional venting system,
yeah,
traditional metal system, then where there's a breach there, all of a sudden the furnace is fine, but your flue gases aren't getting up and out of the house. So now you're talking, you know, it's just drifting around. So that we check flue piping. Yes, we make sure that, or I make sure, I'm more of a construction contractor, but I make sure that every house has a working carbon monoxide detector. And then all the tests we go through should easily spot a bad heat exchanger, you know, or an improper venting furnace.
Sure.
Remember, your water heater is burning gas too, so that needs to be checked.
And 90 is bad, JJ. That's what the fire department said to me. 90 is bad.
Yeah, 90 is the point where, yeah, you're definitely feeling it. And, you know, like I said, your carbon monoxide detector did exactly what it was designed to do.
It said,
hey, we got a problem in here. And they're extremely reliable.
JJ, do appreciate the call and the expertise. Thank you for it. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So I'm leaving the office last night, and my good buddy Dan Weinbaum turns to me, because we have cubicles that are back-to-back to each other. And he says, hey, don't forget the Northern Lights are going to be out tonight.
I know. I saw all of your pictures.
And I thought to myself, okay.
Wait, were you able to see them?
So they never come down this far south.
Right.
They did.
Unless there is a special geomagnetic storm that pushes them further down the globe.
So I wake up this morning, uh-huh, and because Dan was like, hey, don't forget the Northern Lights coming out tonight. And I'm like, okay. And then I wake up this morning, and I'm like thumbing through Facebook, and every Brenniger and his wife and all these people that I'm friends with on Facebook are posting their pictures of the Aurora Borealis.
Whatever it's stunning. Yeah. Yes.
The Northern Lights.
It's like green and turquoise and pink.
It was pink. It was green. Mm-hmm. It was purple. It was gorgeous. You get another shot tonight.
I'm going to look tonight. I thought last night, yeah, based on the forecast, because the forecast that I saw didn't include Kansas City. It stopped about mid-Iowa. And the last time we had a chance to see these, it was either last year or the year before. There's a major issue with City Glow. And, of course, being in Waldo, I got a lot of City Glow. Yeah. So maybe you could see it because you're out there in Western Shawnee, but I'll take a look tonight.
Well, Sam, we're going to bring the dome down tonight.
I'm telling you, my friends out at Quivira.
Oh, I bet.
All posted photos.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning photos over the water. You could see it in the background.
Very quickly, to go back to carbon monoxide for just a second.
Please.
A couple of questions on the text line. If I have an all-electric home, meaning all of my appliances are electric, do I still need a CO detector? The answer, according to the experts, is yes, because if there is an issue in a neighboring home, it can follow the gas line into your home, even if you don't have a hookup.
I mean, and you can get them for $10. You don't have to get the super fancy kind.
There was one other that I forgot, but we'll stick with that one point.
Stick with that one point.
And back to the Aurora Borealis.
We're getting a third. We're getting a third tonight. I want one, even though it's a small home, I want one on one end, I want one on the other end, and I want one in the middle.
Phrasing.
Really, we've got to work on that. By the way, will somebody text in and say what time they saw the Northern Lights? Because we retire a little early, but I'm willing to get up to go look.
Let me see when this was posted last
night. It should be whenever it's dark.
What was 17 hours ago?
Oh, man, you're going to make me math on this? That would have been 8 o'clock last night?
Yeah.
So right when it got dark.
My friend Michelle posted at 8.
It gets dark at 5:30.
This is at 8 o'clock. This is Quivira right here.
Huh.
That's 8 o'clock. So go out, look up when it gets dark. I think you'll see it.
We'll probably watch another 4-year-old, 5-year-old Denzel Washington movie tonight and then go outside.
Well, don't just look up. You have to look up in a particular direction.
Nah. Yeah, to the north.
That means nothing to me. Look around till you see pink.
No, they're called the Northern Lights for a reason.
Oh, north. Got it.
I've never seen them.
Oh, you've never seen them?
I've had 7, 8 opportunities now to see them, and it was cloudy every single time.
Hmm.
Well, actually, if you count each night I was in Michigan, I've had like 50 opportunities.
Well, you know what? Next time I'm going to listen to Dan Weinbaum.
You should, and I'll tell you what else. If you go on Facebook today, I follow Live Storm Chasers. There's an entire to-do like list for how to photograph the aurora. For fancy cameras, for iPhone cameras, and for Android cameras.
So your iPhone can actually pick up the contrast better than your eyeballs can.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
It's just the way the programming with the software. It's
Free State Brewing Company also just posted without beer. The Aurora Borealis doesn't seem to go as well. They have Northern Lights IPA on sale from Free State Brewing Company. Oh, God, I love Lawrence.
Wow.
Speaking of Lawrence, we have an update out of Lawrence. Formal charges have been filed.
Yeah.
We can get to that later.
How many DUIs?
5 convicted or charged.
You guys said that yesterday. I didn't see
my
a fifth. But
God, that poor.
There were two.
What's the difference?
There were two in 2024.
The disgust and disdain I have for that man is boundless, and we will talk about it probably in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got a special guest coming up in the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, nice.
As we are set to celebrate the 100th birthday of someone very, very special to Kansas City. Mm. Big Sonia is turning 100, and her family, friends of mine, filmmakers, are going to be in studio here with us in just a moment.
All right. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in about 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side of the news. And don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater.
In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.